KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's clear and 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the National Weather Service has released its spring flooding outlook, and senior hydrologist Jeff Zog says it's something that everyone should like.
The risk of flooding statewide across Iowa this spring, looking at the current conditions we have right now, indicates a average or below average risk of flooding. So definitely in better shape this year than we've been in the past couple of years.
And the last couple of winters have seen lots of snow, of course, and records for the amount of time that the snow stayed on the ground, but that's not the case, of course, this winter.
Snowpack across Iowa and the Mississippi and Missouri basins above Iowa so far this winter have been below average, so that tends to lessen the flood risk. We also look at things such as soil moisture, and the soil moisture across Iowa is near average, even below average in the northwest part of the state where there's a drought occurring. Elsewhere in the Missouri River Basin above Iowa, the soil moisture levels are running near average.
And those who experienced the record Missouri River flooding can maybe rest a little easier, as one of the major factors that led to the flooding last year is not back.
We're looking at conditions in the Missouri River Basin all the way to its headwaters in western Montana. And the current snowpack in the mountains across the upper Missouri Basin is average to below average, with very little snow on the plains right now.
Heavy snowpack in the mountains last year led to large runoff that eventually turned into the water that flooded the areas along the Missouri River. Zog says that changes are headed in the way that the Northwest or the National Weather Service measures flood stages, but even that doesn't change the positive outlook.
The current outlook conditions that we have right now are based on the current flood stages that are in effect. So when things change in March, almost all locations of flood stages going up, so the probability for hitting flood stage will then go down because those flood stages are being raised. But again, right now, the risk of flooding is near to below average. So even if those new flood stages were in effect right now, we wouldn't see much of a change in the risk for flooding.
I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:09.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In Southwest Iowa news, police in Shenandoah report the arrest of a man on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse or a sexual assault. 49-year-old George Poe was taken into custody Thursday following an investigation into an incident which allegedly occurred on February 1st at a location in the 200 block of North Sycamore in Shenandoah. Poe was being held in the Page County Jail on a $10,000 bond. A 19-year-old former part-time audiovisual support technician for the Glenwood Community High School has been charged with third-degree sexual abuse, a Class C felony. Court records indicate Andrew Schoening of Glenwood was given the charge last week and pled not guilty on Friday. He also waived a speedy trial. The charge was filed on January 17th after a 15-year-old girl told school officials and police that Schoening forced her to have sex in a closet at the high school. The incident allegedly took place December 20th. When confronted with the allegations, Schoening admitted that he did have sex with a minor and that he knew she was underage. Schoening was released from custody January 19th on a $10,000 bond. He's been ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim of the abuse. A trial date has not yet been set. Police in Red Oak report a 17-year-old was arrested late Thursday night following a traffic stop on West Coolbaugh Street. Officials say Wyatt Kane Bailey of Red Oak was stopped at around 10:20 p.m. and cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. He was also arrested for a .02 alcohol violation. The teen was released to the custody of a parent after paying a $262 bond. Two separate traffic stops this week in Pottawatomie County have resulted in four arrests and a confiscation of 209 pounds of marijuana. Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds says the biggest drug bust occurred early Sunday afternoon.
Deputy Brian Miller, with his faithful compadre Francisco, stopped a vehicle on I-80 at the 8-mile marker. The vehicle was a 2011 Toyota eastbound. It was occupied by a Lorena Gonzalez. She's a 24-year-old female from Fresno, California, and an Odila Pena. She's a 35-year-old female from Mendota, California, for a speeding violation. Subsequent to that, Deputy Miller believed that there was criminal activity afoot. Dog was deployed. Vehicle was found to contain 180 pounds of marijuana.
The pot was found in two locked suitcases. Both women were charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and a tax stamp violation. Pena also received citations for other moving violations. On Wednesday, Deputy Miller and his partner Francisco stopped another vehicle for speeding just a few miles north of where Sunday's traffic stop and arrests took place.
The vehicle was a 2012 Yukon occupied by a Bo Hansen, and he was from Clear Lake Oaks, California, 25 years of age, and a William Woods from McKinleyville, California, and he's 27. Again, it was a speeding violation. Again, Deputy Miller believed that there was criminal activity afoot. The dog was deployed. That vehicle, they found 29 pounds of marijuana.
There was also assorted drug paraphernalia. The pot was located in a glass jar and vacuum-sealed bags inside of two suitcases. Hansen and Woods were charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, prohibited acts, and a drug tax stamp violation. Woods was also wanted on a warrant out of Indiana for being a fugitive from justice. All four suspects were brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail in Council Bluffs. Pena, Gonzalez, and Hansen were released from custody on a $10,000 bond each. Woods remained in the Pottawatomie County Jail Thursday on $10,000 bond. And finally, in area news, an early morning fire destroyed a tire repair and recycling business in Greenfield Thursday. Charlie Abel, owner of Charlie's Tire Plus at 107 West Iowa Street, told KJAN News that he got the call just after 4 a.m. Thursday and thought it was a joke.
A buddy of mine was going to work, and he called, and he says, "Your building's on fire," and I thought, well, what an ass, you know, call me at 4 o'clock in the morning for a joke. And he did. I had a trailer out here front that was full of pop cans. I own the Redemption Center too, and he moved it, and we left home there, and we live 20 miles away, and we got 5 miles outside of town here to the east, and we could see the flames.
Abel, who opened the business in August of last year and has been in the repair business for nearly 20 years, said the loss is a setback, but he'll try to bounce back.
Get her cleaned up, and I had insurance. Of course, it won't be enough, but it's a little bit. Everything, that was my life savings right there in that building, and it's really hard to spend it when it's like that.
He says that there was no one injured, but there was a close call.
They got ready to come up here, and they were going to cut the door open or something, and the LP tank on the forklift exploded and blew the door out. Thank God there wasn't nobody up by it, though.
Firefighters from Greenfield and three area departments were called to fight the blaze, the cause of which remains under investigation. News time is 7:15.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Dean Culver, age 103 of Panora, died February 9th. A memorial service for Dean Culver will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dan Sinner, age 80 of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Creston. A Mass of the Resurrection for Dan Sinner will be held today at 1 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Eleanor Babe Krogh, age 92, of Exira, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Babe Krogh will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Constance Connie Henkelman, age 60, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Connie Henkelman will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Billy Kirchner, age 63, of Jefferson and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Billy Kirchner will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery at Cumberland. Hastings Funeral Home in Jefferson has the arrangements. Pearl Peterson, age 85, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday in Arkansas. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Richard Dick Rote, age 77, of Redfield and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dick Rote will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church in Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be held this coming Tuesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held on March the 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alice Bornhoft, age 89, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bornhoft are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Corwin Keitlinger of Exira died Monday at the Exira Care Center. 76-year-old Corwin Keitlinger has donated his body to science. A celebration of life memorial service will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.